Mohamed Osman, a Sudanese researcher at Human Rights Watch, says the resurgence of violence in Darfur over the last year has left a trail of devastation with scores of people killed and injured, massive displacement, and thousands of homes destroyed. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus via a messaging application from Berlin, Germany, Osman attributes the escalation of violence in Darfur to a number of things, including the failure of Sudanese authorities for the last 2 years to provide meaningful civilian protection and justice for past and ongoing abuses. Osman says since the military takeover on October 25th, attention has been focused on events in Sudan's capital, Khartoum. But for the past several weeks, West Darfur State has been a steep rise in violence in the Jebel Moon and Krenek areas, including targeted attacks on internally displaced people. He says to avoid these abuses from ongoing uncounted, the UN Integrated Transition Assistance Mission in Sudan should immediately deploy monitors with gender expertise to the region.
These are all events happening at a time in which access is pretty difficult for weeks between October 25th and November 17th. Following the coup in Sudan, there has been no internet. And talking to local monitors in Darfur, that has been an issue because that created a gap or even created a challenge to the already challenged capacities of monitoring of abuses.
The Human Rights Watch report released today says dozens of people have been killed and scores of others injured in West Darfur's Jebel Moon area and surrounding villages. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Sudan says more than 2,000 families have been displaced and have crossed into neighboring Chad. In December last year, the UN Security Council ordered the withdrawal of the joint United Nations and African Union peacekeeping forces from Darfur. Since that time, intercommunal violence has been rampant in the area. And Osman says the Sudanese government has failed to fulfill its promise to protect civilians in Darfur.
The push of peacekeepers created a vacuum in deterring forces. Now we need to fix the vacuum when it comes to monitoring on the abuses. And that should happen in a line with the international community also be able to refocus on Darfur while they're engaged with the whole situation in Sudan. And we need to understand that the dynamics that we see in Darfur, especially when we talk about the continuation of impunity, are driving the violence even more and more.
Osman says the Sudanese government has done very little in the way of protecting civilians or taking legal action to bring the perpetrators to justice.
Despite the massive killings, despite the massive destruction of property, the response in terms of accountability has been almost non-existent. And that feeds into this vicious cycle of impunity that for a long time people in Darfur have to suffer, struggle through.
Under the Juba Peace Agreement, the various forces were expected to deploy a 12,000-strong force in Darfur within 90 days to secure the area and provide protection for civilians. Despite the signed deal between Sudan's transitional government and other armed groups in Darfur last year, an untold number of civilians and IDPs still fall victim of violence. Osman says the Human Rights Watch believes communities must practice social peace so they can engage in normal day-to-day activities like farming.
So the ability of the peace agreement to achieve that goal in terms of civilian protection definitely transcend the text there and require more of a holistic approach to be able to address the root causes of the conflict, B, include communities affected, notably the IDPs, into the next steps. We can't definitely isolate Darfur from the ongoing political dynamics that definitely still involve the Juba Peace Agreement itself.
4 days of fighting between Arab militia and residents of Misiriya Jebel tribe between November 17th and 21st in West Darfur's Jebel Moon area left at least 50 people dead, according to the UN. It also reported that nearly 600 houses were burned and plundered, and more than 6,600 people were internally displaced, while more than 2,200 others fled to neighboring Chad. For VOA News, I'm Michael Atit in Khartoum.